Next, I'd like to introduce Cindy Sheehan.
We don't have to have this inflated war machine. It's there so the war profiteers can make money. General Smedley Butler wrote after World War I a little booklet called War is a Racket. And in it he says it always has been and it always will be. And he was complaining about the saddles and the buckboards and the rubber companies making obscene profits. And he said that that's the reason for war and that's the only reason for war. Another funny thing happened to me when I was in Venezuela. I didn't know it till I had left Venezuela, but I was giving this speech in front of over 100,000 people. I couldn't even see the end of the people. And I was being translated into Spanish. So at the end of the speech, I said, we all have to join together and George Bush has to be impeached. A huge, huge cheer from the crowd. They really liked that idea. And I said, then after he's impeached, he has to be removed from office. They loved that idea. They just went crazy for that idea. And then I said, but we can't stop there. To be held accountable, he has to be tried for war crimes. Someone ran up to me and she said, Cindy, I have to tell you, I speak Spanish and English. And I'm like, oh, that's nice. And she said, when you were giving your speech at the opening rally, when you said he had to be tried for war crimes, your translator said he has to be executed. I don't believe in the death penalty, even for mass murderers.